4th of July. What a beautiful day. I'm hoping you have a gorgeous day weather-wise wherever you are, and that you have enough positive thoughts to overcome the negatives, right? We live in an extraordinary time, a time to be so brave, so courageous, so righteous, and a thought in our minds for the survival of our nation and the well-being of our fellow citizens. A great day in which to live. Not a day to fear. A day for great courage and enlightenment. We have today as a guest intellect that endeavors to enlighten. I'm happy to say good afternoon to you, CJ. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great, and thank you very much for asking me to come back and speak with your listeners today.
Well, thank you so much. Today's guest, CJ Graham, you're a veteran, aren't you?
I am a veteran, very proud to have served in the United States Air Force. I'm also the wife of a retired disabled United States Air Force non-commissioned officer. So we've served our country for our entire adult lives. I'm very proud of that.
Well, I'm proud of you, too, and all America is proud of our veterans. Since we last talked on the air, there's been an assessment, so-called, across this nation, a document, a paper, a research paper that would have been paid for by U.S. tax dollars coming from the Department of Homeland Security. I'm wondering if you have looked upon that or if you're aware of that.
I am. I am aware of it. And I wish I could explain it other than to say it really hurts. It hurts as an American. It hurts as a service member, a veteran. It hurts for our young men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan right now under fire, serving their countries, missing the birth of their babies back home, missing family holidays, defending freedom, defending our nation, and the very people who should be rewarding them and lifting them up are tearing them down. That paper has done more to devalue and demoralize our troops than anything the enemy could have ever said. It is hurtful. It's demoralizing to our troops, who need to know that the American people support them and respect them. The very last people on the face of this earth that our government should ever have to worry about are our soldiers and our veterans.
I'm wondering, do you think that the citizens of this country will make enough of a concern over this statement coming from our Department of Homeland Security, that she will be removed from office?
Oh, I certainly hope so, because I don't think that she can represent her position with the stance that she has taken, because I think she's damaged her ability to do that, and I don't think she can be effective anymore, and we must stand up and speak out.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608, and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. And CJ, are you with me?
I am. I'm here.
All right. Very good. I understand we have a caller that wants to come on, and we'll bring that caller on in just a moment.
Great.
I was just wanting to let the audience know that even members in the organization, however they were, in the Department of Homeland Security, they have a civil liberties section. And they evidently raised some flags that maybe there was concern in that regard, civil liberties. But Secretary Janet Napolitano overruled that particular reminder or awareness from her own people and chose to send this assessment to local, state, and other law enforcement across this land.
Right. And so... sorry, Barbara Jean, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, also remembering that it was instructed not to be released. We were not supposed to see that report.
So we have to thank somebody, don't we?
Absolutely.
That we now know. But, ladies and gentlemen, how far is it from the Department of Homeland Security, the titular head, to the titular head of the United States of America? You cannot dismiss, I think, that certainly the president or some of his people would have to have known of this. Isn't that how it works in the military? Don't you have kind of line of authority?
You do, the chain of command, and he's the top of the chain of command. He's the commander-in-chief, so I can't imagine why he would ever, ever want such a report to be written. He is the commander-in-chief of our military. I can't imagine a more damning statement to make about our military. You know, as a side note, my very dear friend of mine, who I love with all my heart, her grandson, a teenager, signed up for the military, the United States Army, right after 9/11, because he was upset by what had happened to our country, and he wanted to go and defend his country. And he was killed in Iraq. He was 20 years old when he was killed. And that family has been completely destroyed by the loss of that child that they all loved. And I hope and pray that they don't ever, ever see that report. And I would never bring it to their attention because they've been hurt enough. But I cannot imagine how much deeper their hurt would be, knowing that not only did they lose their son, in the pursuit of defending our nation, but that he would be maligned in that way, that his motives and his experience that's given to him in the military would be used against him, and cast him in a shadow of doubt, his patriotism and his love of country. I can't imagine. I hope she never sees a report, and I'll never bring it to her attention.
Also, I guess around the nation, people are now observing very fancy kind of SUV-type automobiles, all painted new, with police all across them, and then on one side, Homeland Security. So now we have the internal police from Homeland Security watching over all of us as well. So they're equipped. Are we equipped? We as citizens across this country, I cannot think of a time when we have been faced with a bigger crisis, a crisis from within. And it makes me weep for the military service to be maligned right alongside citizens across this nation with this assessment, so-called, of the state of affairs in our nation at this time. We certainly do have economic crises and a political climate like never before, so we know the status of our state of affairs, and then to have this as fueling resurgences in radicalism and recruitment, demonizing all law-abiding citizens. We have these rights, and we better stand tall, we better do it fast, we better find out what's on. I haven't looked at this site, but I will put it out. FIRE, that's F-I-R-E, Napolitano.com. You might want to go there. You might have some ideas. I would say there is one ally in the Congress, Representative Benny Thompson, and he is a Democrat, and I believe he's out of Mississippi. I didn't get that quite right. So trust me to go look for Representative Benny Thompson. He's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Group. And he is expressing his outrage, and I think that it needs our attention, so we will bring it up again and again. It was just April 9th that we became aware of this. Come on, America, stand up. Today we have some interesting information that I know you would like to share, so I'm going to ask, I guess, is there still a caller online? I don't see that.
Yes, I'm still online.
You're online. Well, welcome. And what is your name, sir?
My name is David John Sponheim, and I'm running for president in 2012, and we're putting together America's Third Party to help protect people's rights and to fight for the civil liberties that are so guaranteed in our Constitution. And what we're trying to do is get to the bottom of the same issue you're dealing with today, Janet DiPolitano's threat to the right-wing extremists of America. It just baffles me how they can claim that there is a potential danger when nothing dangerous has happened. The only thing she cited in her letter from April 15th, which she said in response to a lot of the people around this country that are concerned about what's happening, she said Timothy McVeigh was an example of something like this. And, you know, that's just bizarre that she would cite that and then blanketly call on veterans and anyone who's a right-wing person who believes that, you know, we need to stand up and fight for our rights, like the protesters, the Tea Party protesters. What she's doing is undermining our nation's security by sending out notices like this. Even though she said it was an official notice, it does bode very badly for her department. And you've got to wonder, is Barack Obama behind this?
Well, we talked about that, and in most organizations, you don't move too far unless you check with your superior. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to say yes.
Well, he certainly hasn't come out against it. I haven't heard him come out against it, and isn't that implicit support?
You're right, it is. And it's strange. They claim in this letter, which is her response, the release date April 15th, that they're on the lookout for criminal and terrorist activity, but they do not, nor will ever, monitor ideology or political beliefs. Well, this letter, the entire 9-page document, was an example of them monitoring political beliefs. It's clearly got a political bend, and I've never heard of any government agency using the arm of the government to control political policy like this. This is unprecedented in our history, and I agree with you, Barbara. I think we have a serious problem on our hands. They're using the power of government.
This is political profiling.
I'm sorry, Barbara Jean.
Go ahead. Just put it in your bag of memory, political profiling condoned by the Department of Homeland Security with all the empowerment, with all the money on an annual basis that you can imagine, with all the power under one agency, the Department of Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. We have to go back to 2001, and they were formulating this in February of 2001, and then we had the event of 2001 in September. But there were high-level people like Newt Gingrich and the Kelb brothers in media and so forth, all on this panel proposing things for this Homeland Security-type story. And that was the first time in reading that document that I ever became aware of using the term homeland, which is rather foreign for usage up until 2001. Anyway, CJ, I think you were making a comment, and I might have interrupted you.
I forgot what I was going to say. I actually lost my thought. as far as the homeland, I have always taken offense to that term because it has a Russian connotation to it, as does the use of the word czars. And I'd like to know why our language is now being geared more towards a socialistic way of speaking and the way it's put into our vernacular so that we almost don't notice. But something inside, I think most of us, notice that the use of the term homeland is not an American term. And everything that Washington is doing, I think I recently heard that President Obama, I have a lot of trouble with that statement, but has appointed more czars in the last 2 months than all through history up until this point. The use of the term czar is not an American term, and we need to turn that kind of speaking around because it's becoming part of our everyday speech, and it shouldn't be. It should not be okay with us.
Just one more comment, and then, sir, we'll give you a moment to explain what you're about so our listeners can be apprised of your effort. I take high offense with a border czar and the diminishing of the Border Patrol in its capability in the last few years under the last two administrations, Clinton and Bush, and now this administration, we're taking a look at what they're doing with the border. I take offense that in this particular document, they seem so selective of where, from whence terrorism should arrive, you know. We're talking about war on terror. We have borders that are wide open. We have the need for a new border czar. And we're giving all our money to Homeland Security to take care of this. Anyway, strange world we live in. When we return, we'll talk about a new party.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-9328. 8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Please note that today's guest, C.J. Graham, is a contributor to News with Views website. So go there and you'll find her work. And we're going to turn the time to this caller for just a few moments, and then we'll come back to our topic of the day, cyber technology, cyberspace security. Okay, a few more minutes. Here we go.
Yes, absolutely. Hi. Yes, as I said earlier, my name is David John Sponheim, and we created America's Third Party, and we have americasthirdparty.com, which is a centrist movement, but at the same time, we also are fully aware of how people feel on the right and on the left, and we're trying to find some sort of a united way for America, a pathway. And we believe in a strong border. We don't want to let, 5,000 Mexicans or other than Mexicans coming over the border like the current administration's doing. And we also want to deal with the problems that are of jobs and homelessness and homes that are currently being foreclosed on. So we're very attentive to the needs of Americans, but we don't want to borrow from the future like Barack Obama's doing. I mean, he has spent an unbelievable amount of money in the past 10 or 11 weeks. This guy has gone through the roof in terms of spending. And the American people are going to have to pay for this well into the future if this continues. So we really mobilized in January of 2008. We got together a party here in Washington State, and we had a person run for state office here and did pretty well. We got about 5% of the vote considering, we just came out of nowhere. And now we're moving on to the national front. We've got a blog TV show going, which features interactive talk with people all night long, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., and we really listen to the interests of the American people. And we've got people from both sides of the political spectrum coming in and talking. We've got people worried about the North American Union and how it's forming, and we are against NAU. We're against the New World Order. There's some people that are very concerned about that. And we're trying to formulate a good old-fashioned American party with a grassroots following, and it's happening. We've reached almost 400,000 people in the past 6 months. So we've got a radio show, too, on Blog Talk Radio. So it's been successful, and we just wanted to call you and touch base with your people and tell them what we're doing and how we are listening to the pulse of America. And Americans are not happy. They think, a lot of people think that Barack Obama was elevated by the mass media and big money. and they don't think that he was a credible candidate. And I'm not comfortable calling him president either.
Right.
I'm not really sure he's a natural born citizen, to be honest.
Right. There's a lot of issues with his eligibility that the mainstream media won't even touch. I want to ask you a real simple question. This is a litmus test for me, because as far as I'm concerned, the American people need to walk away from both parties. Mm-hmm. It's really not about left versus right or Democrat versus Republican. It's real simple. Are you an American or are you a globalist?
Because I'm an American.
If you can 100%. Say that with no, because to me that's the most important question that we must as a country come to terms with this now. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, if you're familiar with him, he said it simply and beautifully. You're either an American or you're a globalist. You cannot be both. And
I totally agree.
Just about sums it up right there. We need American-focused candidates in this country, from dog catcher to president, and that's got to be our goal. And until we identify the problem, we're never going to be able to fix it, and that is the problem. Globalism, globalists are the problem. We need American candidates for the American people.
We have a plan to be... Go ahead.
I've had the experience of going into senators' offices here in Utah and having the young aide. It's usually a very young, collegiate aide there that's there to help you, and have them very happily say, "I'm a globalist," if you countered or had any kind of conversation. That is very, very concerning that you have that kind of an attitude in the office of a senator for the Senate of the United States of America. While we're on the topic here, I would like to take a moment and in request of the listener, get your pencil and paper. Yesterday we had a wonderful call from a caller in Idaho, and he was reminding all of us that there are many, many things out there that are happening and people trying to do things like maybe your organization, sir, or American Patrol or Dues with Views or any of these people that are saying the truth. Take out your wallet, and if $10 is your limit, send that $10. We did an interview with Dr. Orly Tates last Friday. I felt her energy, and I felt like she was just going a mile a minute. She had attended in San Antonio the tea party wherein Glenn Beck was, and she made the effort and took her production of documents and lawsuits and saw to it that a producer of his show received her very, very diligent work. I felt like some of that information might not have been too clear as to where to send some help there. Her websites have been hacked and brutally taken offline and a lot of problems. So I have a new website, and it's www.orlytaitzesq.com. And then I also have the address, which I will repeat slowly, and you can jot it down. $10 might make a difference. I'll bring up that address when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Today's guest, CJ Graham, and we'll turn the mic to her in just a moment. I will continue with the address. Think in terms of $10. If 100 of you sent $10 to Dr. Orly Tates, you would have contributed to the survival of this nation and the curiosity about just who our president is. Dr. Orly Tates, that's T-A-I-T-Z, 26302, 26302, La Paz, that's L-A-P-A-Z, Suite 211, Mission Viejo, V-I-E-G-J-O, Mission Viejo, California, 92691. $10. See if this listening audience can make her day. She made mine when she talked personally with the Supreme Court Justice Roberts, unfeigned, with her material and her documents. The Supreme Court Justice of the land. It wasn't easy. She made arrangements and traveled on her own. A brave woman, an immigrant to the United States of America, who once lived in tyranny in the Soviet Union. She knows. Now today we have a veteran who has spoken so well on behalf of all those with whom she served and for all of us across this nation. Write that letter to Homeland Security. Write a letter to your congressman. It is well to put it in print. Do not be afraid to put your name on it, for heaven's sakes. They probably have databases and lists all over the place. But I well remember Charles Key from Oklahoma, who did so much work on Oklahoma City bombing to ferret out the facts and present them. And a caller on the air, as he was being interviewed on Born on the 4th of July, said, "How can you be so brave? Surely your name is on a list." And then we went to break. Didn't get to respond. But when I brought Mr. Key back on, he said to the person who called, "Sure, my name might be on a list. But if I don't speak out, it won't matter if my name is on the list. If I speak out, I will be spreading the truth. And it's more important to speak now because I still can." It's about that same way today, don't you think, CJ?
I do. I've never felt more intensely that we, each and every American listening today, has a responsibility now to speak out. If we don't speak out now, there's going to come a time much more quickly than any of us can imagine where we won't be able to anymore. And I've been asked before, "Aren't you afraid?" And my answer is, I'm more afraid not to say something, because the ramifications of saying nothing are greater. So if I'm on a list because I spoke up for my people and my home and my country, then so be it. But I will at least know that I can look my maker in the face and know that I stood for my country and my people. And if it costs me, then it will cost me less than having said nothing and having to live with that. I'm a mom. I can't afford to say nothing. And if you're a mom or a dad out there, neither can you. You have to stand at some point and say, "You have crossed the line, and this cannot continue in my country anymore." And that's what
I believe the assessment crossed the line, don't you? Big
time. Absolutely. Who's not on the list? William Ayers is probably not on the list. The one person that probably should be, who has actually done some damage, has been accused of doing actual damage, is not on the list. But if you value human life, if you are concerned about our open borders while we have paramilitary drug cartels waging war on our border, you're on the list. If you're concerned about illegal immigration, you're on the list. If you were at the Tea Party or you organized it, you're probably on the list. But at some point, it's going to come to a tipping point where there are more Americans on the list than not on the list. And that's the crowd I would want to be with. So, and at what point do we stop adding people to the list? I mean, the no-fly list has like a million people on it now. So at what point are there no Americans that are not on this list?
Well, we have to hail, and we'll kind of depart from this topic, but it's mind-boggling. But I wanted to give credit to Richard Thompson, who is the president and chief counsel for the Thomas More Law Center, who actually is bringing the lawsuit, and Mr. Savage is part of that lawsuit.
Yes.
But his words, he said, "The Obama administration has declared war on American patriots and on our Constitution. The report would have the admiration of any current or past dictator in the way it targets political opponents and dissent," end quote. I think that's a very great man who is bringing this lawsuit. And as I'm suggesting, do what you will do. Do what you will do as a citizen of this country. If it's a call, if it's a letter, if it's an inquiry, if it's a speaking moment with a neighbor, be brave and defend your own rights. Today, we're going to talk about cyber security. And, of course, we're in the cyber wonderful network of technology as we do this show all across the nation. Jay Rockefeller, a senator, and he's the chairman of the Committee on Cybersecurity and Intel. And he held a hearing on and about April 1, or just before. And he talked about when the Internet was invented, everyone was thrilled. But now both the Bush Administration Director of Intel Mike McConnell, and the current administration, a Mr. Blair, in charge of cybersecurity, are telling us that the number one national hazard of attack on the homeland was the and is the internet. And so we have some bills to talk about and carry on with our topic. And we're going to make the Homeland Security our topic. We're going to get that report dissolved or turned off, or the chairman of the department, the director, the secretary removed. I think that should be everybody's goal. Back to you.
Absolutely. We have to stand up, and it's very, very important now that we let them know that this is unacceptable, and the American people are not going to stand for these insults being thrown at us anymore. And I really think that this is the globalist drawing a line in the sand against Americans. When he says this is war on the American people, I think he has it right. You just have to see who it is that's throwing the shots. And I think that that's what this is. It's a line in the sand against the American citizen. And, you know, Secretary Napolitano apparently said on CNN yesterday on the State of the Union that illegal immigration is not a crime. So her priorities are very odd to me. Well, maybe they're intentional. She said that illegal immigration is not a crime, and we have paramilitary drug cartels on our border. We have Chinese spies crossing our border. We have Islamic terrorists crossing our border. We have Central and South American gangs crossing our border. And we have Americans being killed on American soil. We have identity theft. We have use and misuse of our infrastructure, of our social programs. And every day there are crimes being committed of this nature. And yet she would deem to say that crossing the border illegally is not a crime. So I think that says an awful lot about where this administration stands on border security. They're worried about the internet, but our borders are wide open. So it makes absolutely no sense to me. But you can tell where her thinking is if she's worried about every veteran being a Timothy McVeigh, but it's okay for people to cross our border in the dead of night. We have no idea who they are or what their intentions are.
Do you have it more definite where she said that? Which what kind of an interview?
It was reported on the Heritage Foundation that she said it on CNN yesterday on a show called State of the Union.
Okay.
So the Heritage Foundation has the report.
Yesterday on CNN, and of course that would have been the 20th. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, check that one out and see what you think about that. And if you're going to stand for that without maybe making a murmur. So now the internet, this marvelous tool that we all enjoy so much, you've done some research on that to help us to see how come our Senator Rockefeller is so eager to put forth legislation.
Right. Well, I explained the last time I spoke with you that most of what we see coming out of D.C. in the way of legislation actually is coming through the summits of the Americas process and the Inter-American System and the OAS, which is the Organization of American States. We saw that with the GIVE Act, which was 1388, and it passed the House and Senate, but a section was removed that people were very concerned about for mandatory service. But even though it's been removed, this 1388 is in conference, and that passage could be put back in. However, what they've done is they've moved it, the passage that people were very concerned about, mandatory service, they've moved it to H.R. 1444, and it's called the Congressional Commission on Civic Service Act, introduced March 11th, and it's been referred to committee, it's Representative James McDermott, Democrat of Washington. And I wanted to read something to you, if you don't mind, real quick. This is what people are very concerned about with the GIVE Act. Section item 5 says the effect on the nation, the board that they want to convene, this bill is to convene a panel to study the effect on the nation of those who serve and on the families of those who serve if all individuals in the United States were exposed expected to perform national service or were required to perform a certain amount of national service. Number six, whether a workable, fair, and reasonable mandatory service requirement for all able young people could be developed and how such a requirement could be implemented in a manner that would strengthen the social fabric of the nation and overcome challenges by bringing together people from diverse economic, ethnic, and educational backgrounds, and the need for a public service academy, a four-year institution that offers federally funded undergraduate education with focus on training future public sector leaders. And that's the GIVE Act was removed from 1388 and put into H.R. 1444. So that still needs to be followed. That's been referred to committee right now. So it's still active legislation. And the reason that I brought that up is because that also came from the Summits of the Americas and the United Nations. They have a program called the White Helmets Initiative. The White Helmets Initiative is a mandatory voluntary program that is using youth to serve in a voluntary capacity to do work around the hemisphere and around the globe. So because the concept of the White Helmet was passed from the United Nations to the OAS and the Summits of the Americas, the White Helmet Initiative, this is a form of it. It's a beginning. It's a stepping stone. And a lot of our legislation is starting at the summits and the OAS, and most people don't realize that. That's what I'm trying to do, bring awareness and connect the dots. So what you talked about, the Cybersecurity Act of 2009, it's Senate Bill 773 and Senate Bill 778. And both pieces of legislation were written by Senator John Rockefeller, a Democrat of West Virginia, and the co-sponsors are Olympia Snow, a Republican from Maine, Ben Nelson, a Democrat from Florida, and Senator Evan Bayh, a Democrat from Indiana. It was introduced April 1st and referred to committee. And then also Senate Bill 778, it's a bill to establish within the executive office of the president the Office of National Cybersecurity Advisor, and that was referred to committee as well. This legislation also comes out of the United Nations and the Summits of the Americas. They've been working on cybersecurity initiatives through three programs, CITEL, which is a telecommunication branch of the OAS, and REMJA, which is the ministers of the OAS of Justice, and the CICTE, which is the terrorism division of the OAS, have been working towards cybersecurity legislation since 2003, at least since 2003. So that has filtered down now and come out in the form of this legislation from Senator Rockefeller. Now, just worth mentioning, I can't draw any conclusions from this, but I did think it was interesting. I was watching TV the other day, and I saw an advertisement from Lockheed Martin. It was a new cybersecurity advertisement. It looked like something from 24, the commercial. And I looked up Lockheed Martin, and I found out that it's heavily invested in cybersecurity technology. And they've recently opened a facility in advanced biometrics in West Virginia, West Virginia being Rockefeller's home state. So it might be worth noting that this Lockheed Martin probably brings a lot of money into his state, and so it would be worth it to him to have cybersecurity be brought to the forefront as far as bringing more money into his estate. So it's worth thinking about.
Well, that's very worth thinking about. I'm still back with the, what do we call it, the metamorphosis, so to speak, or it's like a butterfly, right? It changes. The GIVE Act, could you give me any background on why whomever's nudging and nurturing this particular bill that went through both houses successfully, Senate and House, why would it have to change its color or its terminology, or why would it be moved to H.R. 1444? Do you understand why they're doing that?
Well, it was in 1388, and I think because it caused a firestorm with people immediately catching on to the mandatory aspect. And the GIVE Act, itself is reconstituting programs they already have and wanted to further fund. So this little section was problematic for them, and they needed to remove that so they could hurry up and pass the funding for existing programs.
Okay,
so they stuck it onto another bill.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Today's guest, C.J. Graham, a veteran. We're going to really remind you of veteran and a special greeting to all veterans across this nation that have sacrificed their life, their talent, their time in defense of this nation. We're talking about an organization of the American states, an international organization headquartered in Washington, D.C., Its members are the 34 independent states or nations of the Americas. It is the world's oldest regional organization. Remember what Stalin said about regionalization? And it would be easier to go to regionalization before you go to world government? Stalin. It is the world's oldest regional organization. And they were intent on having closer hemispheric union in the Americas. The idea was first put forward by Simon Bolivar in 1826. The Congress of Panama proposed the creating of a League of American Republics. 1889 through 90, the first international conference of American states gathered in Washington, D.C. 18 nations attended and resolved to found the International Union of American Republics. The fourth International Conference of American States was held in Buenos Aires in 1910. And then World War II occurred. And after World War II, they adopted a system of collective security, Rio Treaty, signed in 1947. The ninth International Conference of the American States was held in Bogota on March and May 1948, and it was led by Secretary of State George Marshall. And in essence, that is the birth, the true birth, of the Organization of American States as it stands today. There is a charter of the Organization of American States that was first introduced 30th of April, 1948, and it was in effect until 1951. And, of course, part of that is the American Declaration of Rights and Duties of Man. The OAS General Assembly established the Supreme Discussion-Making Body. That is the Supreme Discussion-Making Body, the General Organization of the American States. They have this collection of folks, and that's their decision-making body. We'll be right back.